to Recommendation 2.1. Quote, recommend integration of contraceptive commodities, supplies and equipment, covering a range of methods, including emergency contraception, within the essential medicine supply chain to increase availability. Invest in strengthening the supply chain where necessary in order to ensure availability. Note reference, 43. End of quote. This recommendation by WHO focuses on reproductive commodity security at the program level. This would mean, for example, that the full range of contraceptive commodities and supplies, including emergency contraception, and the equipment necessary to provide these, should be included in the National Essential Medicines List. The concept of a single first-line or second-line treatment, adopted for curative care, does not apply in the case of contraceptive services, where the range of contraceptives made available could make a difference between use and non-use of contraception. Also, because contraceptives are for prevention, they may be considered as not contributing to saving lives in the same way as other essential drugs for curative care. Contraceptives may be the first to be cut out of the National Essential Medicines List in case of a financial crunch. Advocacy may also be needed for adequate public funding for procuring contraceptive and reproductive commodities. Note reference, 44. When contraceptive supplies are stopped out, or equipment and supplies necessary to provide a specific method are unavailable at the service delivery point, this represents a major opportunity lost to serve clients, predominantly women, who may have reached the services after negotiating many hurdles. They may never be able to return, and unintended pregnancy may be the consequence. Increasing product availability at the service delivery point calls for good supply chain management of all contraceptive commodities, supplies and equipment at all levels. Sidebar. Checklist 2. 2.1 is the Contraceptive Information and Services Program, labeled as a Family Planning Program. 2.2 is the program a part of the Maternal and Child Health Program. 2.3 are Gender Equality and Women's Empowerment Explicit Objectives of the Program. 2.4 do program objectives explicitly mention attention to the contraceptive needs of men. 2.5 if yes, have men specific services been planned, whose location and timing, physical infrastructure, human resources been planned taking into account the special needs of men. 2.6 are there any legal and / or policy restrictions to the provision of contraceptive information and services based on marital status, based on age below 18 years. 2.7 do program objectives explicitly mention attention to the needs of adolescents and young people. 2.8 if yes, in practice, do young people and adolescents get contraceptive information and services? Are these available to different groups of young people and adolescents? For example, in school and out of school. Girls and boys. Married and single. 2.9 do program objectives include attention to marginalized groups such as people living in remote geographic areas, members of marginalized community groups, single women, disabled persons, sex workers, PLHIV, people of diverse sexual orientations and gender identities. 2.10 have the location and timing of services, the physical infrastructure and the human resources been planned taking into account the special needs of disadvantaged groups such as people living in remote geographic areas, members of marginalized community groups, single women, disabled persons, sex workers, PLHIV, people of diverse sexual orientations and gender identities. 2.11 are data available on who the excluded and marginalized groups are, their sexual and reproductive health needs, and barriers encountered by them in accessing contraceptive information and services. How large or small are the gaps in information? Which groups have been left out? 2.12 have resources been invested in data collection and research to obtain such data as specified in 2.11? End of sidebar. Page 23. The recommendation also talks about an effective contraceptive supply chain. The aim of an effective contraceptive supply chain would be to get the right quantities of the right contraceptives to the right places at the right time in the right condition at the right cost. Note reference, 45. Procurement of contraceptives must be based not only on estimates developed by tracking past use. The needs assessment should be undertaken among underserved groups or hitherto unserved groups in the community so that supplies are adequate to cater to all those who need them. Such estimates must be periodically reassessed to account for changes in patterns of demand. They should also account for all methods, including emergency contraceptive pills and condoms, and for all distribution points, for example, facility level, community level, and self-dispensing points like for condoms. Another aspect of an effective supply chain is planning for storage of contraceptive devices. Such storage areas should be clean, well ventilated, dry, well lit, out of direct sunlight, and pest-free. The system of first in, first out FIFO should be put in place, and expired stock should be regularly removed. Quality of contraceptive devices should be routinely checked, and staff must be trained to check for quality and warning signs that a device is of poor quality or damaged. Planning for quality control and storage of contraceptive commodities, supplies, and equipment is an essential component of good supply chain management. Note reference 46.